All right, and welcome to July 18th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. World War I news, 1918, the Second Battle of Marne. As told by WorldWar1.com, the Second Battle of the Marne marked the turning point of the tide in World War I. It began with the last German offensive of the conflict and was quickly followed by the first Allied offensive victory of 1918. The American Expeditionary Force, with over 250,000 men fighting under overall French command, played key roles, both in the initial defense and later advances. In the Second Battle of Marne, with 30,000 killed and wounded, the United States started suffering casualties on the enormous scale usually associated with the battles of the Great War. In the first days of July 1918, it became apparent that the Germans would be unable to launch more than one other great attack, and towards the 10th of that month, it was believed certain that if the enemy attacked, the blow would fall in Champagne. Thanks to the arrival of the American troops, the Allied reserves were now sufficiently numerous to justify a counterattack. And if, as every high command was confident, the Champagne front could hold with the troops already allotted to it, the Allied command retained complete freedom in the selection of the front upon which the counterattack should fall. The selection by the Germans of Champagne and the eastern face of Marne salient as the fronts on which they were to make their last effort was fortunate for the Allies, for this decision of the enemy followed an Allied counterattack, which, while affording immediate relief to the enemy's thrust, would also obtain other advantages for the Allied cause. 1923. Happy birthday, Jerry Lemelson from New York City. Wikipedia says that Lemelson helped patent and innovate automatic warehouses, industrial robots, cordless telephones, fax machines, video cassette recorders, camcorders, and magnetic tape drives that were used in Sony Walkman tape players. Happy birthday, Jerry. And finally, in boxing news, 1951, Jersey Joe Walcott at age 37 became the oldest to win a heavyweight championship. 1969, Ted Kennedy loses control of his car and loses his passenger on Chappaquiddick Island. Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, according to his testimony, was driving his Oldsmobile along with his passenger, 28-year-old Mary Jo Kopechne, from a party when he accidentally drove it off a wooden bridge into a tide-swept pond. Kennedy was able to get out of the car, but Mary Jo wasn't. He allegedly tried to look for her, but couldn't find her. Meanwhile, she was in the car the whole time. For some reason, he didn't report the incident until the morning, and his car and Mary Jo were found sunk to the bottom, just like Ted's chances for presidency. Or, as National Lampoon said, "Hey Ted, are you gonna run for president? Ted, I'll drive off that bridge when I get to it." Oh, I didn't just say that. Yes, I did. Another thing about that incident, Ted's wife blamed her subsequent miscarriage on the incident, so I suppose it could be argued that it caused two deaths. On July 25th, Kennedy pleaded guilty to leaving the scene of an accident, and although his chances of becoming president were nil, he was able to serve as U.S. Senator of Massachusetts.
Hey! Hey, Massachusetts! Ted fills the bill, and one vote from you sets Kennedy on the hill. A young, strong, and able, fair-minded man. He's ready and willing to fight for you as no other candidate can. So what do you say, mighty Bay State? Let's take a stand. Go all the way, State Kennedy by demand. If you want to be sure that your voice is heard beyond election day, vote correct, elect DK. Hey! Hey, Massachusetts, Ted fills the bill. And one vote for you sets Kennedy on the hill. A young, strong, and able, fair-minded man. He's ready and willing to fight for you as no other candidate can. So what do you say, mighty Bay State? Let's take a stand. Go all the way, State Kennedy by demand. If you want to be sure that your voice is heard beyond election day, vote correct, elect.